Hey, it's Macy and Kat. We're not salespeople. We are the sales girls. Welcome to the School of Sales podcast, the podcast for women who know that making sales is an absolute necessity for you to keep doing what you love in your business. So let us help you make it not suck so much and help you make some money while we're at it. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back to the podcast. It wasn't too long ago, probably 2 months ago or so, where I shared three traps that entrepreneurs can fall into based on me watching Carl start his own business. Carl is my husband. I have known him for 12 years. We started dating right as we met, and we've been married for 7 years.
Yeah.
The whole time I've known him, he has been part of a family business, comfortable salary. I mean, comfort.
Comfortable job in general.
In general, comfort was, if there was one way to describe that job, it was comfortable.
He was so flexible. Could basically live his life however he needed to while also doing what he needed to for his work.
Yes. So that's a little bit of the background on Carl. And just this fall, late summer, he said, you know, I don't want to be comfortable and content. I really want to do something that makes me happy. That's been really cool to watch. So anyway, I did that first podcast on the three traps, watching him, you know, feel like whiplash by, I got to get all these ducks in a row before the business can start. Meanwhile, I was trying to get him selling so that all that kind of stuff would be worth it in the end. Anyway, so that's a good episode if you want to listen to it. And now is a follow-up on that. It's a, hey, it's been a few more months, and here are some new revelations that not only can I relate to, that I've seen Macy and I experience in guide culture, but also the hundreds of entrepreneurs and growth-minded humans experience that are so normal. It's like life principles, business principles come to life. So anyway, it's May and I together today. And I just had to give you
that
background.
I'm just here for support because I'm so excited to hear all this. I've been so emotionally invested in Carl's journey and his story because, as I like to describe him, he's a baddie. He just can do stuff really well. And he's, the way my dad, Lloyd, describes him is like just so meticulous of how detailed he is in his work. But if that translates to entrepreneurship, like, that's not good. Because you'll never move forward if you're so meticulous about everything. So I'm glad that he's
had
you.
That's a really good
I'm glad detail. He's had you to hopefully get him kind of, hey, we don't think like that in this way in entrepreneurship, in your work, absolutely, your service work. So anyway, it's just been cool to watch, and he's had such a journey. And I'm excited to hear Kat kind of share a little bit more about it. I especially want you to tell the story about investing before making sales.
Yes,
and all that
I will.
Stuff.
I definitely will. So for background, just so you have a frame of reference of what the heck work he's doing, you know, a lot of people we talk to have courses and things like that. What he, his background is, the whole time I've known him, is he literally hangs stuff. So his family business was Winne, Publix, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart. When you see something hanging from the ceiling by a cord.
Or on the wall too, right?
Or on the wall. But especially if you see something hanging from the ceiling, someone has to go in and hang it. So he would not only sometimes hang it, but send crews out to do that. So that's his history and his skill that he's meticulous at leveling and, you know,
it's
doing
perfection.
All that stuff. Yes, it has to be right. Carl doesn't even want to work with people because he wants it to be at his own pace. So that's just interesting. But anyway, so he starts his own business doing interior residential install. So if people want their expensive art hung well or heavy mirrors or new light fixtures, this is Carl. So all that to say is what we're about to talk about, what we have always talked about on School of Sales podcast, in the Guide Culture School of Sales training, it all applies. Nothing is new under the sun here. And he does not have a social media as of right now. There's no plans to do that, but it could totally happen. All that to say, principles apply. Life is life is life. So, Maymay, where do you want me to start?
With his kind of honestly emotional roller coaster, because I know there are people listening to this. Even Vicky, she's one of our students. She's going to do some teaching for us. She came in and I said, "How's business?" She's like, "Well, you know, in entrepreneurship, there's a lot of ups and downs." That's the first thing she said. I was like, if that isn't the truth, I don't know what
that is. So true.
And so hearing, you know, someone else, a man who's successful and like knows what he's doing, go through that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I will tell you, it is hard enough to go through highs and lows as your own mm-hmm. entrepreneur. And it is also very hard to watch someone that you love go through mm-hmm. it. It's almost a huge blessing, because if Lucy ever to do this, or Judah or whatever, it's like, man, I know I can see someone else through this, because mm-hmm. you never want to see someone in pain. Carl's a confident person. And I think, you know, anyone listening to this, you know, on some level that you are capable. There's also the reality of when people aren't calling you back. They're telling you not right now. They are straight up telling you like, huh? Like, what do you do? Like, they're just not even clear on how you could benefit them at all. Mm-hmm. It really takes a toll. It could take a really big toll on your self-worth mm-hmm. and like what purpose you even serve. Mm-hmm. If people don't see you as valuable, then what the heck are you even doing? And on the flip side, when, you know, someone refers him, or when someone says yes and you have a job, and you know,
after he cold calls,
after
should I
after,
add?
Yes, after the cold calls, I told that story in the last podcast, which has been actually very cool mm-hmm. To see how well that works when you do provide value for people. The highs typically come in sets, and so do the lows. That's it right. seems so. It truly is like riding a wave. And if you needed to hear this, it is incredibly normal to experience that discomfort of doubt. And an experience a worthlessness, honestly. I'm not saying that it's good or you should stay there, but it is normal. Mm-hmm. And it's so normal that you can take it as a circumstance, an emotionless, this isn't about you thing.
Neutral.
It's neutral. It does not bear any weight on who you are. And to just remember that and move forward.
Yeah.
See it as what it is. If you can learn something, great. But if you can't, also just keep doing what you're doing and know that that's part of the game. Mm-hmm. But that's been really hard. The highs and the lows have been very, very real. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was, you know, there's been weeks, not in a row, but separately, where it's like, man, like nobody wants to hire me right now. Mm-hmm. I've always had a feeling about the Christmas season, because people mm-hmm. really be trying to get in their houses ready.
Yeah.
So the newest revelation in his business is adding Christmas lights to his portfolio, because like I said, he can hang and he can install stuff. And it is a new skill, this in particular, that he has learned in order to do this really well for people. So that's been interesting. Now, the story that Macy really was like, hey, you got to tell this one in particular. This was crazy. So he got asked, can you do Christmas lights? Immediately, my brain was like, Macy told me he should do Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. So we figure out a way that he knows what he's doing and can do it. So he said yes.
And in true entrepreneur fashion, he said yes in the moment, figured out later.
He said yes in the moment. And to me, I'm like, perfect, let's go sell. Let's go get some leads. Let's go. So this is a peek behind the curtain.
Kitty's like, hold my purse.
Knowing full confidence that Carl does nothing halfway.
Nothing.
To fault. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm big picture and he's black and white. It's either right or it's not. So I know that it will be fulfilled on flawlessly. Anyway.
So you can confidently sell.
Yeah. Oh,
because
confidently.
You know the service will
come
through.
I haven't even scratched the service on my selling. I'm just like, got to get it out there. These people start to show interest and want to inquire. So I'm getting leads. Okay, this is where this is happening. No one is closed, just getting leads. And Carl kept saying the phrase, I'm freaked out. It's like, I'm freaking out. He's about to get on a roof to do lights.
So, but the leads is what freaked him out. But what he was actually freaked out about was getting on the roof. Correct.
Okay. This was like, hey, I need to fulfill on this correctly. Mm-hmm. And I also have to get on a roof.
Yeah.
Confidently.
And what's really interesting is I had just gotten my lights done by a newer person. And honestly, it was kind of messy, which made me think of Carl, which is what made me tell Kat, like, hey, Carl needs to do this because he would do it so well. And they actually told me, hey, we're actually not going to do lights because we don't feel safe. We need to figure out how to feel safe mm-hmm. before we can keep going. So just pause. And so that's when I told you, I said, hey, he needs to like feel really good about it, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like.
Right.
So I might have placed a fear in your head potentially. I don't know now that I'm thinking about it.
No, I felt great.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, he's going to figure it out. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Everything he does is great. So
but he was freaked out.
It came to the point where he's like,
And is he on calls with these leads, or he's just getting them and he's still freaked out?
People are coming in.
And he's talking to them.
Not yet.
Okay.
This is even before all that. This was like a day in.
Okay.
finally, this is the big point right here. There's a tool. He was talking to a roofer friend who said, you need this. It's called a hip lock, and it connects to your roof. You can belay down it like you're going down a mountain, okay, with a harness, the whole deal. And there's special shoes. There's all these safety things. Mm-hmm. He was like, I just need to decide if I'm going to get this thing. It's like this amount of money. Let's call it like $1,000 or something. Here's the catch. He hadn't sold anyone yet. Mm-hmm. No one had bought. So he's making these decisions to invest. Lights, safety equipment. I mean, it had almost, granted, he's had plenty of business, but it's felt like invest.
Sure.
Without seeing this payoff, and which would lead to more confidence in general and all these things. You know, finally, I was just like, hey, you like just need to get this thing.
Yeah. What's interesting is like he was freaked out while also knowing that there was a solution.
Yeah.
And like, so it wasn't the safety. It was really the investing. Like if you really kind of dig deep and peel back the layers, what freaked him out was I'm about to go, you know, bet on myself without knowing that I can do this.
He was straddling the fence for sure. Yeah. Of do I just get all the things I need or do I get up there
and see if I need it
on a ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah. He made the decision that night.
You told him, you said, go get it.
Yeah, I said, go freaking get it. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Like you need it to do a really good job and to feel good while you're doing that job. I think he had literally just pressed purchase or something. I don't remember. I think it was even just the decision in his head. Mm-hmm. He said, it's amazing the difference the right tools make. He was a different person. Mm. And that kind of drove me nuts because you just see before your eyes how the people you care about, maybe it's a client that you're watching, a team member that you're watching, live in this straddling indecision. Mm. So if you just had the right tools, who knows how comfortable you would be, how confident you would be to go execute on the job that you want to sell really well and sell confidently. Since this has happened, not only has he been like a 180 in confidence, but he's actually been able to do reps, get on roofs. He got on our roof, got on our neighbor's roof, got on this person's roof. Now he's freaking crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
And looks amazing. But that just wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know, because you can't sell very well if you don't actually believe that you can do it. And not just, I know I can do it because my mom says I can do it kind of belief, but like really do the job well. Mm. And honestly, what comes to my mind is people who like recruit for their business, like recruit leaders in network marketing and stuff. And like, how do I recruit if I don't know how to lead? Mm. You know what I mean?
It's interesting.
That kind of thing. So it's what level of investing needs to happen for you to be equipped with the tools. Meanwhile, I don't know if this detail had been shared, but he is in the smack dab middle of his school of sales training right now.
Yes.
So as this is happening, he's between week 4 and week 5. It's an 8-week training. The first set of, it goes session 1 through 6 in the first 4 weeks. Then it goes to session 1 through 6 again in weeks 5 through 8. So he basically starts this new arm of the business halfway through.
Perfect.
And is in the thick of conversations. I mean, objections, keeping his attitude right when people don't understand. I mean, so many things have played out in a business that has nothing to do with social media.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Talk about that.
Where do you want me to start?
Well, I remember you saying things like he was getting clarity like in the wrong places and like he just like putting it all into action is what brought it all together.
100%.
Which I just think is the coolest thing.
Yeah. So this is kind of funny. So before he did School of Sales, and I would, you know, use guide culture tools and skills and stuff, he would say like, don't guide culture me right now. Mm-hmm. Just don't do this. And then now, just last night, he said, thank you for helping me guide culture that.
Oh.
You know, because there's the appreciation and that you see how well it works.
Yeah.
And how smoothly conversations can go and how you can get on the same page and build the value of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because I think the human tendency is to be frustrated with people, to get defensive toward stuff, which is not necessary.
Right.
And so it's been really cool. And he has a very, I mean, I don't even want to imagine what would happen if I had to.
Like do it for him, basically.
I mean, it's not realistic.
Yeah. You couldn't.
And it's not
healthy.
You
don't have the bandwidth.
It's like you're.
And you'd be frustrated with him because he didn't know what he needed to know.
Right.
And you know what he needs to know, but yeah, it would be hard.
Yeah, and I do want to point out, this is just kind of crazy, didn't expect to mention this, but I had been thinking of it lately, is that he quit his job, right? Family business, his dad's company. And like I said in the beginning, this was very comfortable, blah, blah, blah. And so our family income is like cut in half. And then he invested in school of sales. Again, I don't like
full price.
You never know how things are going to play out with timing and like, well, shoot, you know, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Could it have been beneficial to have it a long time ago, which he did take in 2019. But all I know is that when push comes to shove, these are the skills that you need. Yeah. And I'm thankful for the timing. That's for dang sure.
Yeah. I want to go back to this, like investing. And he said, I have the right tools.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I keep thinking about this and how he had these leads come in, but he could not confidently sell without the tool that he needed, you know? Mm-hmm. And so even with School of Sales, it's like people have these ideas. Like he has, like Carl, when I say he's a baddie, I just mean he has incredible skill of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
If you've done anything in your house, you know it is hard to find people that do good quality work and find pride in their work. And Carl is somebody who is like that. So he has this amazing gift, this 10-year experience, more than 10 years of experience, all these reasons to use Carl, but his lack of tools made him question and made him go basically and quote hide from his leads who were literally knocking on his door saying, excuse me, I'm interested. And he's like, I don't have what I need.
I know. I had to tell him. I said, I feel like you're self-sabotaging.
For
by,
sure.
Like, by not doing this. And he's like, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
So thank God it all just like came to a decision moment.
And so I'm just thinking about all the people who have so many gifts and talents, but not the right tools to get into the hands of people and how they would, I mean, even Jordan just posted in the Living Room, which is our academy program. We have something in Slack called the Living Room. And she's like, I can't believe I'm asking someone their hesitations. Like I would have never done that before school. So I would never use the tool, like use these tools in a way that I can lean in and just dive in head first. And Carl is literally diving in. I mean, Kat was texting us all weekend pictures of him just like smiling from ear to ear because of his ability to confidently communicate to people, knowing he has the tools that he needs to do it well.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that Macy keeps saying that she sees him as a baddie.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he really was able to communicate and get people bought into the whole program that he's got going on that he was like, I feel like a baddie. Mm-hmm. Like I actually feel really good about myself.
You should.
And it's easy to assume people should feel good about themselves, but that's just not human nature. Like you really need to earn confidence for the first time. There's just something about selling something you believe in that makes all the difference in your confidence. And I have one more point I've mentioned is that there's a huge difference between selling a product and growing a business.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I feel like talking about this, but if you have a product that you sell, that's awesome. If you're growing a business, that's also awesome. I want you to know that if you're growing a business and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so stretched thin. I feel like, I mean, there's not even enough time in the day for me to sell my product. I want you to know that these skills actually can collapse time for you.
For sure.
And help you be efficient with how you speak to people.
Sales skills.
Yeah, sales skills to, I mean, because it's crazy. I'm watching Carl communicate with clients. Get the current clients bought in on what timing and this and that and for next year. I mean, there's just so many levels of communication that have to happen. It's just wild to see how it actually makes the whole process easier, even though it's a hard process. I mean, business is hard.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just nice to see how it all comes together. Even though it was like, quote, an inconvenient time for him to invest. I mean, potentially, there's no bad time to invest in yourself. Ideally, before you need it. But if you're in the thick of it, that could be the very, very best time. That's when your back is against the wall and you are willing to do anything and talk to anybody and there's nothing to lose.
I'm just thinking about how, you know, you said your family income cut in half, invested in Guide Culture. Now this opportunity is coming up for him in the smack dab of the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness.
Oh,
yeah. The timing has worked out. And people always want the best timing, but you just have no idea what's. And sometimes investing is the very thing that brings momentum.
Right.
Your eyes just open up. Your mindset change. I know you've been talking a lot about his attitude and mindset has been so much better and has changed. And he's really working through that. which is going to make you expect more of yourself, mm-hmm. and you get what you expect, you know? Yes. And so there's just so many dominoes that you've mentioned mm-hmm. that are working out in his favor. In my opinion, it's so obvious.
I know.
Going in his favor because of all the things that he's already done. I mean, I told you, I said that he could only do Christmas lights and freaking demolish it because there's such a need. Mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of him.
Me too. I will say he got some call last week. So this is encouragement to you. A phrase that we use around here a lot is stir the pot, which means that you do kind of whatever it takes. If you're seeing no momentum or not enough momentum or whatever the case is, you feel like things are slow, that is your indicator to stir the pot. Do kind of the last thing you want to do the most when you're mm-hmm. feeling like business isn't working. Why would I encourage myself to write a podcast? Why would I go speak on something or whatever? But that's what you need to do is throw a big old ladle into the pot and just get it moving.
That's right.
There was a week or so where just there was no action. Mm. And there was so many calls made. I mean, so many calls.
He's like finding these people through like hashtags too and calling them,
I found
some
through hashtags, which was funny. LOL. Everything works, by the way.
Yeah.
Like everything works. I'm not saying everything works for every industry. It was like hashtag interior designers of Atlanta. Like it wasn't rocket science and like one of them worked. You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
So it's just being willing to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And what we call stirring the pot is when you stir, even if that one thing you did, say it's a speaking engagement or, you know, you write a podcast and present it on an Instagram live or whatever, like that one action might not breed a ton of sales or anything, but the action itself creates the cause and effect loop mm-hmm. where every cause has an effect and you just never know what you're stirring up and things usually come out of left field. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which has been...
It's what's happened for him,
too. It's what's happened, yeah. Even before this Christmas light thing, something happened. I looked at court, and I was like, what do we call that? Like, freaking out of left field. Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember exactly what happened, but someone called him back from, mm-hmm. like, London or something. I don't know. There's some lady who lives in Paris. It's just weird, and I hope that this story doesn't come off as like, well, you're married to Catherine, and there's literally nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Except for... talk about it a little bit.
And encourage here and there. Him. Say, yeah. You can do it. Yeah.
I definitely can't sell for him, believe it or not. It's just cool.
Can you speak a little bit on his spirit that has been directly correlated to selling?
When
I say his spirit, his energy, his enthusiasm is correlated with not the yeses that he's getting, but with the action of selling in conversations.
There is 100% a self-belief mm-hmm. that's been like unlocked.
Yeah.
Because you realize that you are capable of doing something.
Yeah.
It's something, there's a metaphor. It's almost like a potter making a pot or something. It's your hands that are on it.
Right.
And there is a result because of what you did. Mm. Selling is not always instant gratification by any stretch. Mm. It's a long game in so many ways. But there is this gratification of just even talking to someone, getting mm-hmm. a freaking response. Mm-hmm. I can just see that human interaction has been uplifting and feels purposeful. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now it's like he's working all day and coming home and working again.
And fired up to do it too, right?
I mean, I don't even know what time he came to bed last night. Like he's just doing stuff for people.
He's in the game. You know,
in the game.
Do you see an energy shift in him from like when he was in his comfort of his job to where he is now? He's working harder than he ever has.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
100%.
And he's like a different person versus being comfortable, having all the flexibility, all the time. But you see a new self-belief in the hard more than
Gosh. I actually have had this realization. I think this year, it just keeps coming up. When people's sales are really good, mm-hmm. i.e. his family business, I mean, it was all locked up.
Yeah.
There was no, quote, selling that needed to happen because it was all referral.
Yeah.
Busy.
So specific.
So specific, so busy. They gave him the business, no big deal. There is such a curse to having good sales flow. Because you can get comfortable. Mm. And when you're comfortable and you're making money, one, it's like, what are you reaching for next? Mm. And by no means I want people to struggle forever, but the struggle like is purposeful. And so seeing that kind of like fighter come out, it's a big deal.
Wow.
And so I just want you to know, listening to this, like, do not resent when things are bad, quote, like worse than you wish they were, because it does demand the best from you.
Wow.
You got to keep yourself sharp mentally, sharp physically, sharp on your skills. Yeah. And who would you rather hire? Someone who's sharp or someone who's like, I'll get back to you when I can. I'm really busy this year. Mm. You know what I mean? Just that kind of content attitude. So I don't know what that looks like for all of us moving forward, but mm-hmm. whatever you have to do to stay uncomfortable enough to treat things with excellence is important. Because, you know, when you're first starting out, it's like, well, I got to be the best. I got to be the best. And then sometimes it just trails off because things are going well.
I mean, I told you, I've had a couple conversations with just some friends of friends standing around talking to some men who have sold their companies.
Exactly.
They got all the money in the world. They got the perfect setup. And they will tell me, I miss the struggle. Mm-hmm. Like, I miss building something. Mm-hmm. I miss the effort that it took. Now I just deal with other people's problems all day. They're just like griping about their amazing life because it's just not as purposeful as it. It's so comfortable. It's not as so interesting.
It really
has definitely changed my perspective of just being so thankful of where we are. Mm-hmm. And what we call pushing the pig up the hill is such a gift. And I just have chosen to
love it. Is the joy of having it all figured out? Like what? For why? I will tell you too, just on a personal note, we are not struggling by any means of like our income's cut in half. I'm just telling you that's like really happened.
Oh yeah.
You know, like his salary is gone and it's all on him. And so something I've had to do is look at, you know, well, okay, eating out, you eat out for one meal and it's like as much as a grocery bill. You know what I mean? So it's things like this can bring out the best in you. I'm like, okay, well, let me watch a cooking show, get inspired, you know, get excited about something that could actually be not only good for us schedule-wise, having food made all the time,
story of my life,
but also feeling healthy and nourished and setting the example for the kids and blah, blah, blah. Like all these reasons. I'm like, wait, like this is good. And I wouldn't have even thought like this had we not needed to just change our habits. So it's a good thing to shock your system. Honestly, there's a mentality here. I don't know what it's called, but the uncomfortable mentality is a good thing.
Well, I'm so proud of him.
Me too.
And I'm already like, what can I do to set him up well for next year? Like, do I need to organize my lights for him so that they're ready to go next year?
I know. Maybe.
Yeah, he is a superstar. And he is the right person with the right heart and the right attitude and the right skill. He's the whole package. So he's got a long, exciting road ahead of him.
Yeah, and I will say, so are you.
Oh, absolutely.
Listening to this, like you are. Like you have your own unique thing that makes you so special.
Oh yeah.
That people need, and whatever investment you need to make, whatever needs to be followed through on so that you can trust yourself to invest, you know? Even if it seems little, it might actually, like they call it the make the bed effect, like what confidence needs to happen for you to overflow into, you know, believe in yourself to do hard things and to, I don't know, all I know is that things can change faster than you would believe, and that there are highs and lows, and that is normal. And is not personal. Mm-hmm. It's part of the game.
Yes. Man, if you enjoyed this episode, message us on Instagram so that we can show Carl.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. For real though, message us on Instagram at The Guide Culture. We'd love to know your aha moments and if it was encouraging. Share this with someone who is going through a little bit of a valley so they can be excited about the valley and know that it's for them. Mm-hmm. And it only makes them better. So we believe
Amen.
Hope you have an awesome rest of your week, and we'll see you next week.